The MHSAA High School Basketball Playoffs are on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage of this basketball postseason is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's ChemDry, East Jackson Community Schools, Napoleon Schools, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. Enjoy this broadcast of live high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com, or download our mobile app for free and listen there.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Napoleon Pirates against the East Jackson Trojans in the district first round at Grass Lake High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action this evening on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining me tonight as we begin the East Jackson Schools pregame show. East Jackson finishing 14-8 overall on the regular season, ranked 42nd on Max Preps for Michigan Division III. Meanwhile, Napoleon on the other side with the opposite record, 8-14 overall on the season, finishing 89th in Division III on Max Preps. However, both of these teams do have one thing in common, and that's that they finished the regular season on a high note. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this coming up as we continue the East Jackson Schools pregame show in 2 minutes right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back from Grass Lake High School as we begin the East Jackson Schools pregame show for our district first-round matchup this evening between the East Jackson Trojans and the Napoleon Pirates. First up, the East Jackson Trojans, tonight's home team for this matchup. They had more success, than Napoleon in Cascades games. They finished 7-7 in their Cascades matchups compared to a 7-1 record in non-Cascades games, including winning both matchups with Napoleon in the regular season, 53-36 and 41-33. East Jackson's best wins this season coming against Jonesville 60-45 and against Whitmore Lake 49-39, who was a very, very good Division IV team. Only four losses on the year. Of course, one of those coming at the hands of these Lady Trojans. Otherwise, all eight of East Jackson's losses have been to five Cascades teams. Grass Lake, Leslie, Michigan Center, Columbia Central, and Hanover Horton, where Hanover Horton pretty closely ranked. That was a pretty close loss. That game could have gone either way, but otherwise, the other four teams listed there, Grass Lake, Leslie, Michigan Center, and Columbia Central, have a great chance at making deep postseason runs. So not only did they lose to the top Cascades teams, but yeah, those are some of the top teams in the state, as a matter of fact. So not really too shabby right there to be able to say that you lost to those teams right there. Not like they had really, really bad losses in that crop. And East Jackson as well, one of their losses to Michigan Center, their most recent loss to Michigan Center by only 4 points, 45-41. So, again, giving one of the best teams at this level some fits there recently, as this season for East Jackson been a major improvement for the Lady Trojans. They went just 5-17 last year with a first-round district loss to Lumen Christi. So if they get the win in this one, I mean, they already had a vastly better regular season this year than they did last year. I mean, an improvement by 9 games is just incredible. But if they're able to get this win tonight against Napoleon, then they'll officially be able to say that they also went further in the postseason than they did last year. So again, vastly improved season for East Jackson, and they ended their regular season with a 46-33 win over Manchester on Friday. As I mentioned, this team playing very well lately, ending their regular season on a 4-game winning streak and winning 6 of their last 7. So this team is hot. This is the time of year that you want to be playing your best basketball, and this East Jackson team definitely looks like they're rolling into the postseason with a lot of momentum. So definitely trying to move on. The winner of this game will be taking on Grass Lake on Wednesday in the district semifinals. So definitely going to be a good matchup but either of these teams, of course, got to focus on the team in front of them. And for East Jackson, that is the Napoleon Pirates, who we're going to chat about in just a couple of minutes. We continue the East Jackson Schools pregame show in 2 minutes here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express. Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB mortgage team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High School Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Continuing the East Jackson Schools pregame show here on The Power Cow. From Grass Lake High School, first round district matchup this evening, East Jackson and Napoleon. Now for the Napoleon Pirates, 8-14 overall on the regular season. Bit of a rough season for the Pirates as they finished in fifth out of six Eastern Cascades teams with a 3-12 record in league games compared to 5-2 in non-Cascades games. Most of their wins as well this year against lower-ranked teams than them and some pretty bad teams in that list. Their only win against a team ranked higher than them was Jackson Christian in their last game of the regular season. Meanwhile, their worst loss of this season, probably twice to Homer. Pretty beatable games right there. Homer, not really a great team this year. 54-46 and 50-47 in overtime. Otherwise, this year's Cascades Conference, particularly tough. We talked a little bit about that for East Jackson side against some of the top teams in the state there at the top end of the Cascades. But, again, particularly tough for Napoleon. Just, going to be really tough to compete with those teams, even for the best teams, but especially if you're kind of in the middle tier and lower in the Cascades, definitely going to be tough to knock off some of those teams. And unfortunately, this Napoleon team struggled against them, as did East Jackson to that point. But that said, the season has still been an improvement for Napoleon over last year. They went just 5-16 last year with a district loss to Hanover Horton in the first round. So very similar to East Jackson in the sense that they improved this regular season over last regular season, and a win in this game would, therefore clinch a deeper run in the postseason than last year. So Napoleon, like East Jackson, ending the regular season on a little bit of a high note. As I mentioned, that 40-28 win over Jackson Christian on Thursday finished their regular season on a three-game winning streak after a brutal stretch where they lost 14 of 16 games. Yeah, they started out the season pretty well, and then boom, just the middle of the year just really didn't go their way. And then, again, able to finish on a high note, three-game winning streak. So you never know when a team comes into the postseason with a little bit of momentum like that. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of a spark to get you going. So for Napoleon and East Jackson, again, ready to tip this one off here in just a couple of minutes. The key for me is Napoleon. Again, they have a lot larger roster than East Jackson. So I think for Napoleon, again, they lost both their regular season matchups with this East Jackson team. But if Napoleon could potentially, really attack the basket, get some of those East Jackson girls into foul trouble, force them to go to some of their bench players. Again, just an 8-player lineup for East Jackson. Anything can happen. So that'll do it for the East Jackson Schools pregame show. We're going to come back in 3 minutes. When we come back, we've got tip-off and starting lineups for you here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back here at Grass Lake High School for tonight's girls district playoff action. First round, as it'll be the East Jackson Trojans taking on the Napoleon Pirates. Connor Dockery with you here on 95.9 The Power Cow as they go through the starting lineups here at Grass Lake High School. Again, the winner of this game will be taking on the host team, Grass Lake, at 5:30 on Wednesday, followed by Lumen Christi and Hanover Horton at 7 o'clock. Live coverage of both those games will be on these airwaves with myself and Mark W. Daly for that one, as we have the starting lineups for you. First for East Jackson, the starting five will be Addison Hendricks, Coley Sajdak, Kennedy Goodwin, Priya Miracle, and Mariah Curley. Head coach is Mike Miracle. Now for Napoleon, starting five will be Gracie Tallman, Emma Darnell, Sophia Jennings, Joy Flack, and Hayden Rendall. Head coach is Trevor Huttenlocker. Jump ball will be between Tallman and Hendricks, and Tallman wins out. And it'll be Napoleon with the first possession of this district first-round matchup, going from right to left on your radio dials. We have a three-pointer on the right wing. That one is short. Offensive rebound, no. That three-pointer off the mark, of course, by Darnell. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be last touched by the Pirates. So East Jackson going the other way with their first possession in this one, going from left to right, wearing their home white uniforms with light blue numbers trimmed in navy. Meanwhile, for Napoleon, as we have a turnover stolen away by Hayden Rendall. Napoleon in their road green uniforms, white numbers trimmed in black. No score yet, 30 seconds in, as Napoleon moving the ball around the perimeter. Rendall now at the top of the key with Flack. Takes a dribble now off to the right. Rendall drives through the lane. Floater, that's too strong off glass. Offensive rebound put back, blocked. Tallman another chance at it. It's poked loose. East Jackson going the other way. Hendricks coast to coast. Bounce pass. Layup no by Curley. Put back no by Goodwin. And we have a whistle here. Looks like a jump ball. And East Jackson will hold on to the possession. Inbounding on the right side of the basket. Looking at a target. Going to inbound outside to Curley. She's just going to fire the deep three herself. That one's just short. And rebound down to Hayden Rendall. Over 1 minute into the first quarter, no score yet in our district first round game between Napoleon and East Jackson. Three-pointer straight away. That's banked up and in for Joy Flack. That'll be our first bucket of the game. 3-0 lead for Napoleon. East Jackson going the other way and trying to beat the press. They do, but a missed shot beneath the basket for Sajdak. And now Napoleon able to get a couple stops in the first couple of minutes. Trying to add to their lead now. Joy Flack to the top of the key. She got that first bucket. over to Jennings on the left. Back around the perimeter, over to Rendell on the right, now in the corner for Darnell. Fires the three, and that one's off the heel, rebounded by Hendricks. Now here come the Trojans up the floor. Miracle across the timeline, guarded by Jennings. Bounce pass to the left wing. Now holding on to it, gets the screen, jump shot on the baseline, in, and they count it. Jump shot there, Mariah Curley, and it's an and one. Getting fouled right there by Emma Darnell, her first, team's first. And Mariah Curley at the line for two. Trying to tie this game up with a made free throw. That's off right. Rebound down to Gracie Tolman. Napoleon going the other direction, leading 3-2 over East Jackson. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Now at the top of the key for Joy Flack, guarded by Miracle. Now off to the right for Rendell. Back up top for Flack, now into the corner. Tolman, three ball, that's off the heel. Rebound down to Goodwin. Back over for Priya Miracle to bring the ball up the floor for the Lady Trojans. Dribbles to the left baseline, stops in the mid-range. She's double-teamed by Napoleon, and there's going to be a foul committed on the Pirates. That one on Sophia Jennings. Double-teaming her, trying to trap her into a turnover, but unfortunately a foul there for the Pirates. We've got an inbound on the left side of the basket, shuffling through, quick passes, shot up, no, and we got a foul. Kennedy Goodwin now at the line for two. So East Jackson already their second trip to the line. Three team fouls already as well for Napoleon, as Kennedy Goodwin misses the first of two free throws here. 0 of 2 overall for East Jackson. Trying to tie the game at 3 here. And she got it. Her first point. It's a 3-3 tie nearing the 3-minute mark of this first quarter in our district first round game. Napoleon ball, top of the key. Joy Flack swing it to the left. Now back to the top of the key and to the right wing for Rendell. Swing it back to the left. Pass poked into the backcourt by Goodwin. It's collected again by Jennings. Bounce pass to the right baseline, and it's going to be out of bounds. Miscue there. Emma Darnell a little bit out of her range, trying to lead her to that spot on the right side of the floor. As we got another half-court press, another pass, and another score. Addison Hendricks able to lay it up on the right side. As nice passing by East Jackson, beating that half-court press from Napoleon, and now having their first lead of the game, 5-3, over the Pirates. 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Nice passing by the Pirates right back. Leads to a foul beneath. Gracie Tolman getting a trip to the line as Kennedy Goodwin picks up the foul. Defensive game so far, midway through the first quarter. Both teams trying to get their offense in rhythm. As Tolman, the first free throw, rattles in her first point. And it's now 5-4. A couple substitutions here. Cameron Smelowski and L. Van Poppel onto the floor for the Pirates, replacing Jennings and Rendell. Second free throw off left, rebounded by Curley. Here come the Lady Trojans. Leading 5-4, 4:27 to go in the first quarter and counting. Screen to the left, she goes to the right, dishes it down low, shot off the glass, off the mark by Hendricks. Rebound poked out of bounds by East Jackson. Napoleon doing a good job defensively so far. East Jackson, some nice ball movement, able to get some good looks beneath the basket, but Napoleon able to force some misses early. As they try to convert on the offensive side of the ball, nearly turned over. Flack at the top of the key, swings it to the left for Smolowski. Now dribbles to the top of the key, back over for Darnell. Dribbles to the top, handoff, Flack drives through the lane, dish down low, briefly wide open, now trapped beneath and poked away, nearly turned over. It's collected by Smolowski near half court. Now on the baseline, driving, kick to the other block for Van Poppel. Now driving through, floater off glass, no. Tolman, oh, it's turned over. Stolen away by Chloe Gettings, who checked in. She's getting her first action in this one for East Jackson. Still leading 5-4 over Napoleon. 3.5 to go in this first quarter. From Grass Lake High School, Priamerical swings it off to the left for Curley. Looking into the key, gets the screen on the left, takes it, drives to the baseline. Defender hits the floor, fall away jumper off the heel and out, and rebound collected by Smolowski. Napoleon forcing another miss by East Jackson. Jump shot on the other baseline. That one's left short. Rebound loose. And this time it's going to be collected by Gettings. So Napoleon off to a rough offensive start as well. 5-4 still for East Jackson. 2:50 left in this first quarter. Off to the left for Priamerical. Guarded there by Flack. Now swinging it back to the corner. Three-pointer. Hendricks. That one's short. Rebound loose. Tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say it was last touched by Napoleon. I'm not going to agree with that call. It looked like it went right through, and a couple of Lady Trojans trying to grab that one deflected off of one of their arms and out of bounds, but regardless, it's going to go the other way. Napoleon up the floor with Cameron Smolowski. Off to the right for Jennings, back outside. Pass fake left, then does go to the left for Darnell. Swing it back to the right. Now going down low for Tallman. Double teamed, back out to the perimeter. Jennings down low, Tallman right hook. That one's off, gets her own rebound, put back, blocked away by Hendricks, and it's out of bounds. Napoleon will inbound once more. Napoleon trying to get a lot more shots inside, but just some size advantage. Nice tall and long arms for Addison Hendricks, able to smack that ball out of bounds and get that block. Napoleon inbounding up top. For Smolowski, back to the right corner. That three ball is up and in by Sophia Jennings. Her first bucket, and that gives Napoleon the lead back 6-5. 2 minutes left in this first quarter. East Jackson driving the other way. Right hook off the mark for Miracle, and it's rebounded by Napoleon, but a turnover in the open court. It went to Gettings, and then the jump ball immediately forced by Darnell this time. The possession will go to Napoleon, inbounding on the far sideline at the midcourt. So we got a substitution here. Rendall in for Emma Darnell for the Pirates. Dribble, shuffle it off to the far side corner. Bounce back outside for Smolowski. Bounce back again for Jennings in the corner, trying to get it down low. Intercepted by Miracle. East Jackson trying to settle things down. Again, they've had a couple of quality looks, but Napoleon able to get these stops and able to secure these rebounds, preventing these second-chance tries as Curley drives through the lane. Floater off the glass and in. Nice score for Curley. She's got four. East Jackson leads 7-6 now. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Napoleon at the free-throw line for Tallman. Lost it. Stolen away. Gettings. Napoleon's defense gets back quickly, and it's stolen right back by Jennings. Jennings dishes it back over for Smolowski to bring the ball up the floor. Now off to the left, firing the long ball, left short by Rendall, and then the ball bounces out of bounds on the long rebound. East Jackson going the other direction. Joy Flack into the game. Gracie Tallman heads to the bench. Another half-court press here for Napoleon. Got to be careful. Got a girl left alone underneath the basket, and now found her. Gettings wide open, shot left short, rebound fought for, and it's going to be picked up by Hendricks. Another chance here for East Jackson. We've got a foul committed by Napoleon. That is actually going to put East Jackson in the bonus. That's the second on Rendall. Oh, that is their fourth foul, so not quite yet in the bonus. Next one will land them in the bonus as she has the bench replaced by Darnell. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. East Jackson leads 7-6 over Napoleon. Dribbling to the top of the key is Mariah Curley trying to get around Darnell. Screen coming on the right. She goes left. Layup on the left hand. Yes! 14, East Jackson was struggling a little bit in this first quarter scoring. Curley trying to put the team on her shoulders. She's got six of the team's nine. East Jackson leads 9-6. 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Napoleon trying to get the last shot. Swing it to the right wing. Three-pointer up and too strong by Smolowski. And it'll be rebounded by Hendricks. East Jackson will just hold on to it. Won't even fire the full court heave to end the first quarter. Second quarter coming up next. East Jackson leads Napoleon 9-6. You've got girls district first-round action this evening right here on 95.9 The Power Cal. Back in 60 seconds.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back from Grass Lake High School for live coverage of the girls' district tournament. East Jackson leading Napoleon 9-6. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Now in the East Jackson School's second quarter, as East Jackson missing their first shot. Then they get a steal in the midcourt layup on the right hand, up and in for Kennedy Goodwin. Her first field goal, along with a Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw. She's now got 3 points. And East Jackson starting to build a little bit of a lead here against Napoleon, leading 11-6. Napoleon now on the right wing, swinging the ball around the perimeter. Darnell had it on the elbow, poked away, able to shuffle it back outside to Jennings. Drive, stop the baseline, swatted out of bounds on the jumper by Addison Hendricks. That's her second block of the night. Just showing off the defensive abilities there. Again, just a nice leaping ability. Has the length. Back on the floor, Gracie Tallman sending Elle Van Poppel to the bench and able to deflect it outside to Darnell on the inbound. Back outside for Smolowski, dribbles on the right. Back outside now at the left elbow for Darnell. Bounce pass down low for Tallman. Back outside. Double teamed at the elbow. Trying to pass down low. Found a wide open teammate. Layup short for Flack. And then rebound tracked down by Gettings. 11-6 lead for East Jackson. About a minute 15 into the East Jackson School second quarter. Down low, we've got an offensive foul on Mariah Curley. Threw a little bit of an elbow there on that spin move on the baseline. And that's going to be a turnover. That's her first personal foul this evening. Napoleon the other way, trying to get their offense going. Just really not able to get much against this very stout East Jackson defense, running a zone. And every shot inside, it seems like it has a hand up or blocked as the jumper on the baseline up and in by Gracie Tallman. Able to get wide open with nice ball movement. Able to get her first field goal with a Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw in the first quarter. Trims the deficit to 3 points, and we've got a ball stripped away. Maricole tried to shoot that layup, but it was stripped away. It goes to her teammate, floater through the lane, no by Goodwin, and it's saved from going out of bounds by Hendricks. A third chance here for East Jackson. Shot blocked away. Goodwin again, and this time it's picked up by Tallman. Nice defensive stop by Napoleon as they go quickly up the floor. Smolowski pulls it back out to the perimeter. And up top for Jennings. Back to the corner. Three ball up and in for Emma Darnell. Now Napoleon's getting the offense working with some nice ball movement. Able to get a couple long balls going in the first half. And we're tied at 11 in the East Jackson School second quarter. 5:30 to go in the first half. East Jackson ball through the lane. Down low. Wide open score for Addison Hendricks. As East Jackson comes back with nice ball movement of their own to get an open score. Napoleon trailing by two now on the baseline. Another block for Hendricks out of bounds, her third block. And they're going to say it was last touched by Darnell out of bounds. So not only does Hendricks get the block, but she secures the stop for her team. And East Jackson going up the floor once more. Here's Priya Miracle. Met at the top of the key for Darnell. Stops at the right elbow. Kicks it back outside for Curley. Dribbles to the middle of the free throw line. Now back down her teammate. Right hook. Blocked away. Nice defense that time. Sophia Jennings able to time that jump to perfection. And it'll be inbound on the right side of the basket for East Jackson. We've got Hayden Rendall back in, sending Joey Flack to the bench. Inbound, Hendricks, three. That's short. Rebound corralled by Rendall. Napoleon pushing the pace. Two on three the other way. And Smolowski's going to pull it back out to the perimeter. Napoleon trailing 13-11. Three ball on the right. That's off the heel for Darnell. And Hendricks has the rebound. She's getting blocks. She's getting rebounds. And she's getting scores. 4.5 to go in the first half. Miracle through the lane. Double teamed on the block. Picks up her dribble. And tried to draw the foul on a wild shot. And it's going to be out of bounds. More great defense by Napoleon. And we're going to have a quick timeout on the floor by the Lady Pirates. Trailing East Jackson 13-11. We're back in 30 seconds. You've got girls playoff basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
I'd like to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing. As we've got 4:22 to go in this East Jackson School's second quarter, with East Jackson leading 13-11. Out of the timeout, Napoleon will have possession going the full length of the floor. It looked like at the beginning of the quarter, East Jackson was going to start to build a little bit of a lead, but just like that, Napoleon starting to figure things out offensively. Smolowski bringing the ball up the floor, now on the left baseline jumper. That's off the mark by Jennings, but she tracks her own shot and gets the offensive rebound. Here's a second chance opportunity for the Lady Pirates. Rendall moving it into the corner, driving on the baseline. Tough shot. That might have been blocked again. Another shot. Another block. Darnell that time, but another chance here for Napoleon. Tallman has it on the right elbow. She loses it out of bounds. It was last touched by East Jackson trying to steal it. And Napoleon will inbound on the far corner. As Jennings heads to the bench, Joy Flack back on for Napoleon. As they're trying to tie this game up, they could even take the lead with a three, but it's stolen on the entry pass. Miracle, coast to coast, stopping on the baseline, jump shot. That's left short. Emma Darnell with the rebound. Bringing the ball up the floor herself. Another try for Napoleon to tie or take the lead, trailing by two. 3:25 to go in the first half. On the right wing, Rendall. Nice dish down low, but a missed open shot for Tallman. Gets her own rebound and puts it back up and in. She's got five now. We're tied at 13. Coast-to-coast shot. That's off the mark. Rebound loose. And Curley not able to get the offensive rebound after the nice look down low. And Napoleon, chance to take the lead here. Jumper on the baseline. That's too strong for Darnell. Now East Jackson trying to get the transition game going. Dish down low. Wide open layup. That one's up and in for Goodwin. Nice outlet up to Curley. And then Curley, a nice dish down low. As Goodwin now with 5 points gives East Jackson a 15-13 lead, 2:40 to go in the East Jackson School's second quarter. Now with the free throw line for Smolowski, she is going to travel. Slid that pivot foot, trying to find a target to pass out to. And that's a turnover as East Jackson trying to pick up the pace offensively. 2:30 to go in the first half. Mariah Curley at the top of the key. Hands off to Priya Miracle. Dribbles off to the left, gets the screen. Now cuts back to the top of the key. Looking to get it down low for Hendricks. Gets it to her, and she scores around the defender. Able to shield off the defender and put the defender behind her as she basically had an open shot on the low block. Having a nice first half. She's got 6 points. East Jackson by four. Napoleon the other end. We've got another block this time by Hendricks. Just racking up the blocks. East Jackson up the floor now, inside 2 minutes to go in the East Jackson School's second quarter. Top of the key for Curley. Lobbing it down well for Hendricks. Gets another open shot and another score. First quarter looked like Mariah Curley was going to start taking charge, but now the team is running through Addison Hendricks, getting some good looks from her as the three-pointer on the other end. Too strong by Hayden Rendall. And now East Jackson matching their large lead with 6 points, trying to build to it here. Curley through the lane. Shot is off, and now Addison Hendricks is fouled beneath the basket. This one's going to be on Joy Flack. And looks like they're going to say it was a shooting foul. So Addison Hendricks at the line for a couple of Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. First free throw, yes. Starting to take over this game. She's got 9 of her team's 20 points as Elle Van Poppel into the game for Napoleon, replacing Emma Darnell. Hendricks' second free throw. That one's in. Making both Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. And now Napoleon in a little bit of a hole here, trailing by 8 with a minute 15 to go in the East Jackson School second quarter. Pass on the right, deflected away by Miracle, and she's going to be fouled in the open floor by Cameron Smolowski. And it's going to be an inbound on the far sideline for East Jackson, just the second team foul on Napoleon. Rendall to the bench, replaced by Darnell. Inbound to Curley, top of the key here for East Jackson. Now 60 seconds left in the half. Half spin on the left elbow, kicks it back outside for Gettings. Stops the baseline, pass outside. It's stolen away by Smolowski. And now she'll bring the ball up the floor. Napoleon trying to end the first half strong after a little bit of an East Jackson run. 8-0 run to be exact after being tied at 13. And we've got a floater on the baseline up and in by Gracie Tallman. She's got 7 points for Napoleon. Now cutting the deficit to 6. Final 30 seconds of the first half. We'll see if East Jackson decides to hold for the last shot. Curley backing down her defender on the baseline. Dishes to the other block. Shot up. No, but Kennedy Goodwin is fouled and she'll go to the line for 2. Elle Van Poppel with the foul, her first, team's third. Now Kennedy Goodwin at the line for 2. She's got 5 points so far. These Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws, first of which is in. Now one more on the way. It's left short, and then the rebound nearly lost out of bounds by Napoleon, but a good save there by Flack as Napoleon going up the floor, trying to get a quality last shot of the half. 10 seconds to go now. Cameron Smolowski at the top of the key. Now off to the left for Flack. Back for Smolowski. Lobbing it into the corner. 3 seconds left. Back outside. Ooh, would have been a tough shot, but the defense coming in with Priya Miracle nearly blocking that, but instead a late pass out results in not even a shot attempt by Napoleon at the buzzer. And that will do it for the first half of play. East Jackson leading Napoleon 22-15. That takes us to halftime, which we're going to break down what we saw in that first half coming up in the Grass Lake High School halftime report. Coming up in 2 minutes, you've got girls high school playoff basketball in the district first round on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. the downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Welcome back to Grass Lake High School as we are now at halftime. East Jackson leading Napoleon 22-15 as we take a look at the Grass Lake High School halftime report here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Very rough offensive start for both teams in that first quarter. There were some good defensive plays made by both sides, however. Both teams did have their fair of open shots that just didn't drop there as well. East Jackson able to muscle out a 9-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. Meanwhile, second quarter, both teams had their moments offensively. Napoleon came out of the gates pretty strong, built up a quick 6-point lead before East Jackson was able to go on a little bit of a run on their own. Able to tie the game up at 13, but then East Jackson trying to push the pace. They try to go a little bit more up-tempo, trying to get out and run on their defensive stops and trying to take advantage on Napoleon's half-court press whenever they did bring it. And after the game was tied at 13, they then were able to go on an 8-0 scoring run, built the lead out to 20-13, and then able to finished the first half strong, outscoring Napoleon 13-9 in that second quarter. Addison Hendricks had a big second quarter specifically. First quarter, it was Mariah Curley with 6 points. And then Addison Hendricks finishing with 10 points in that first half. They really started to run through her, and she's been making great plays all over the place. She's getting nice blocks defensively, and even if she doesn't block it, she is definitely influencing the misses. She's pulling down a ton of rebounds, and of course, with those 10 points in the first half, she is scoring a lot of points. So she has been key on both sides of the floor here for East Jackson. Kenny Goodwin also chipping in 6 points, and it was just those three girls, Hendricks, Goodwin, and Curley, scoring all the points for East Jackson. Other side of the floor for Napoleon, Gracie Tallman, a tall task, no pun intended, going up against Hendricks in the paint. Specifically, not her specifically, but a lot of tall East Jackson defenders out there running that zone defense, making it really tough. The defense just converges. So it's been clear that Napoleon trying to run through her down low, but been a little bit tough with that zone defense. She did, despite that, finish with 7 points to lead the Lady Pirates in scoring. Meanwhile, 3 points each for Emma Darnell, Sophia Jennings, and Joy Flack. So East Jackson, again, when they're out and running, they've gotten a lot of quality looks, too. This lead, I mean, it's already 7 points, went by as many as 8. It could easily be a lot higher. A lot of easy points. Missed a couple of Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws in that first half. And they had a lot of other easy shots in the paint that they probably know that they should have made. So, again, already a 7-point lead, could easily be probably 12 or 13 points right now. So East Jackson definitely looked like the better team in that first half. Again, we knew that kind of coming into this, that they won both of the regular season matchups against Napoleon, but Napoleon still played pretty well. They had some nice stretches in that first half, and if they can put it together, they can definitely make a nice run at it in the second half in order to try to win this basketball game. But they need to get stops. You know, East Jackson, they're playing well when they were trying to push the pace, get in the open lanes, get on the fast breaks, and try to get those easy scores. However, Napoleon, they got to find a way to get their offense going because that's been the main thing. They've had a lot of good defensive stretches, good defensive plays in this one, but their offense just really hasn't had that consistency. Just trying to find a way to beat that East Jackson zone. Now, they got to maybe run some different plays or have a little bit of a different approach. Got to get that ball movement working. That's how you beat the zone. You move the ball around, nice, quick, concise passes, and you find the open teammate. You drive the ball in, get the defense to collapse in, and then boom, you can kick the ball out. You could even pass one or two more times, try to set up another open look there. But Napoleon really hasn't had that crisp ball movement in this one that you need in order to beat that zone defense that Napoleon, that East Jackson has been bringing in. So that'll be the key in the second half. Napoleon needs to make those offensive adjustments, specifically with ball movement, if they want to try to get their offense going and try to pull a little closer to East Jackson. And, of course, continue that nice defense that they played in that first half. So, once again, halftime score. It is East Jackson 22 and Napoleon 15. That'll do it for the Grass Lake High School halftime report. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, and we'll have live coverage of the second half for you as we have the girls basketball district first round right here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Start of the second half here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Napoleon trailing East Jackson 22-15. As we dive into the East Jackson School's third quarter, Connor Dockery live with you from Grass Lake High School. As we have a quick foul here, a shooting foul as well. Emma Darnell able to find her way through the lane, and now she finds herself at the line for two Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throws. The first one is off the mark. She'll have one more try, however. Napoleon going from left to right on your radio dial this time around as they try to have a stronger offensive second half as she makes the second of two free throws there. Trims the deficit down to 6 points. Another half-court press for Napoleon as they nearly generate a turnover. The ball was poked away at the midcourt, but it's picked up by Kennedy Goodwin. And once more for East Jackson. Trying to lob it down low. Gets it down low for Miracle, and it's stolen away. Cameron Smolowski at the top of the key. Now swings it to the right. Bounce pass on the baseline. Jumper, Darnell. That one rattles in. Good start for the second half for Napoleon. have all 3 points, trailing now by 4, but a quick shot on the other end. No, on the baseline by Goodwin. Gets her own rebound, pass back outside. That's off the mark on the long ball by Curley. And then a foul on the rebound on East Jackson. So Napoleon making plays on both sides of the ball. Foul's going to be on Addison Hendricks. Looked like an over-the-back foul. So here comes Napoleon up the floor, trailing by 4. 1:15 into the East Jackson School's third quarter. On the right for Tallman. Back down low for Darnell. Bounce pass back outside for Tallman. Floater in the lane. No. Rebound for Priya Miracle, and she'll bring the ball up the floor for the Lady Trojans. Lob it to the baseline for Goodwin. She'll pull it back out to the right corner. Now drives through the lane. Tough layup left hand. No. Good defense by Tallman, but an offensive rebound. Curley through the lane. Layup on the right hand. Off glass and in. Nice score. And now she's got 8 points. As East Jackson leads now by 6. 2 minutes into this third quarter. Brought to you by East Jackson Schools. Napoleon moving the ball around the perimeter. Jumper on the far corner for Smolowski. Off the mark and a foul on the rebound. Actually, they're going to call a jump ball. This time it's going to go to East Jackson. As they'll go the full length of the floor. Give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix. East Jackson, top of the key. Miracle stuck on the left. She picked up her dribble, trying to get the handoff, and they're going to blow the whistle here. A timeout called by East Jackson as she was trapped there a little bit. So we're going to step aside. Back in 30 seconds, East Jackson leads 24-18 midway through the third quarter on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest. On Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
24-18, East Jackson over Napoleon in our girls' district first-round matchup here at Grass Lake High School. East Jackson inbounding on the near sideline in front of the scorer's table, able to get it into Priya Miracle. Stuck on the left wing, now dished down low, right hook, scored up and in. Mariah Curley. She started off strong in the first quarter, then the second quarter controlled by Addison Hendricks, and now Mariah Curley. She's getting back active in the scoring column. Both players with 10 points, and it's an 8-point East Jackson lead, matching their largest of the game. And now a foul on the rebound called on Gracie Tallman. Her first, team's first. And now East Jackson going the other way. Again, matching their large lead, East Jackson. Doing a good job really attacking the paint. They have not had a perimeter-oriented offense, at least in this one. They've just really been doing a good job of using their strength and their size down low as Miracle lines up a shot on the left wing. That's off the mark, and the rebound will be tipped out of bounds by East Jackson. The point, it all starts in the defensive side of the ball. Got to get those stops, and now they got to get those scores if they want to chip into this deficit. 26-18 lead for East Jackson. 4:43 to go in the East Jackson School's third quarter. Napoleon moving the ball around the perimeter. Tallman in the corner. Back outside for Flack. And then Tallman on the baseline. Pass through traffic. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by East Jackson. Napoleon hangs on to it. Inbounding on the far sideline. As we've got a couple Lady Pirates checking back in. L. Van Poppel and Hayden Rendall, who struggled with foul trouble in that first half. She's back in. Bounce pass in for Rendall. Stopped on the low block, and she traveled. Tried to do a little bit of a jump stop as she approached that left block, but she kind of did like a double hop, unfortunately, right in front of the official, and that's going to be a turnover. East Jackson up the floor with Mariah Curley, dribbles through the lane, lobbing it down low for Hendricks, and she's going to be blocked from behind by Tallman. Able to get one back on her after she picked up four blocks in that first half, but it's going to stick right here with East Jackson inbounding on the right side of the basket. Bounce pass in and a reverse layup by Mariah Curley. That's a nice inbound play, and for Napoleon, just a breakdown on an inbound beneath this basket. You should never, ever be allowing one to be inbounded right beneath the basket for an open score. Some zone pressure near half court for East Jackson. Napoleon able to get it on the baseline. Pump fake back outside for Tallman. She's trapped outside. Now a long two left short by Darnell, able to track down her own long rebound. And now she dribbles it off of Hendricks' leg out of bounds. Napoleon will inbound on the left side of the basket, trailing by 10. This is the large East Jackson lead of the game, first time in double digits. 3:39 to go into East Jackson School's third quarter here from Grass Lake. Now a pass at the free throw line. Tallman, floater in the lane, off the mark, and it'll be picked up by Hendricks on the rebound. East Jackson up the floor with Mariah Curley, leading the way with 12 points for all scorers in this one. Screen coming on the right from Sajdak, now on the baseline for Goodwin. Able to pull it back to the free throw line, through the lane, layup good, and a foul. Able to somehow get loose, able to get that open lane, and finish through the late contact. Napoleon trying to come in and try to force a contest, but a little bit too late, and a little bit too much contact. That's the second foul on Emma Darnell. And now we got an Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, and one free throw now for Kennedy Goodwin, and she drains it. She's got 9 points, and East Jackson just continuing to pour on the pressure as we got a steal into open floor, layup up and in from Priya Miracle, her first bucket, and now East Jackson leading by 15 points inside 3 minutes to go in the third. Bounce pass up top, tipped away, nearly stolen, but it's picked up by Darnell, trapped in the zone. Bounce pass in the corner, lines up the three ball. That one's short. And then the save attempt by East Jackson on the rebound. It saves right back to Napoleon. A second chance here. Three-pointer up top. That one's off the mark. And Hendricks able to track down the rebound. Napoleon, all these chances. They've had several possessions where they have two or three shots and just can't get them to fall. East Jackson just playing some great, tough defense in this one. As Curley through the lane, tough shot off the mark. Another East Jackson offensive rebound in the corner for Goodwin. She travels as she drove on the baseline. And that's a turnover right back. East Jackson leading 33-18, 2:09 to go in the third quarter. A couple substitutions here for Napoleon. As Joy Flack now into the game, bringing the ball up the floor for the Lady Pirates. Need a quality possession right here. Can't let this thing get too out of hand. Napoleon's only scored 3 points in this third quarter. Now lobbing it to the left elbow, back around. Now in the low block, turning around, shooting. That's off for Van Poppel. I think she was surprised with how open she was. Nice ball movement there for Napoleon, and Van Poppel just kind of turned, realized she was open, took the quick shot, and couldn't convert. East Jackson now lobbing it on the baseline. Hendricks, nice jump shot, and it's nothing but net. Hendricks now with 12, tied with Curley, her teammate, for most points of the game. And it's now a 17-point East Jackson lead in the East Jackson School's third quarter as we have another turnover. Pass intercepted there by Kennedy Goodwin for that steal. Final 1:15 of the East Jackson School's third quarter. Dribbling to the top of the key with Priya Miracle. Now on the right baseline, jump shot short by Hendricks, and she's going to commit the foul, trying to chase the offensive rebound. ...35-18, East Jackson turning this third quarter over on its head against Napoleon. Napoleon trying to end the quarter strong, at least going into the fourth with some momentum as the pass tipped out of bounds by Mariah Curley. Napoleon will inbound in front of their own bench as Gracie Tallman and Cameron Smolowski into the game. 53 seconds left in the third. Inbound, top of the key now, Smolowski. Back outside for Emma Darnell. Back to the corner for Tallman. Lobbing it back to the top of the key for Flack. Back outside. Darnell driving through the lane. Floater off glass. Yes! Just the second basket all quarter for Napoleon. And now trying to get a stop here. 30 seconds left in the third. Lobbing it down low. Hendricks, she scores again easily. She's just dominating on that right side of the floor, that baseline. Just getting whatever she wants right now. She's got 14 points. And it's another 17-point lead for Napoleon. For East Jackson over Napoleon. Napoleon with the ball. Final 10 seconds of the third quarter. Now down low on the entry pass. Flack on the baseline. Floater up and in by Darnell. Now leading the Lady Pirates with 10. And Napoleon won't even take the shot to end the East Jackson School's third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter with a ton of offensive momentum. East Jackson leading Napoleon 37-22. Back in 60 seconds, the fourth quarter is up next. You've got girls district basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Now in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. It is East Jackson 37 and Napoleon 22 for our girls district first round action. Connor Dockery with you from Grass Lake High School on 95.9 The Power Cow. Napoleon with the first possession, moving the ball around, jump shot off the mark by Darnell, and then the rebound ticked out of bounds. East Jackson taking over the other way. Like to give a shout-out to Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, and Bailey Excavating for helping to make tonight's coverage possible. East Jackson in the front court. Another nice pass, and ooh, a shot missed this time beneath the basket by Hendricks, but the rebound is loose. A couple girls diving on it, and Napoleon able to come away with it. Going quickly up the floor. They need a big, big fourth quarter. One of their best quarters of the season if they want to try to come back in this one, as a three-pointer on the right off the mark by Darnell. And then a jump ball forced in the backcourt between Miracle and Flack. This time it'll stay with East Jackson as Flack going up the floor. The thing is East Jackson, they've improved their offense through this game. 9 in the first, 13 in the second, 15 in the third. Napoleon, they've stayed stagnant. 6 in the first, 9 in the second, and then 7 in the third. Just way too many offensive cold spells. They just really can't keep up with East Jackson in this one. As Napoleon able to get the steal, forcing the turnover on the baseline. Now a 2-on-3 the other end, and they turn it right back over as the pass is intercepted by Priya Miracle. Now through the lane on the other end. Floater no by Curley, and it'll be rebounded by Jennings. Still 37-22 for East Jackson over Napoleon. No score yet, nearing the 2-minute mark in this Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Napoleon top of the key. Joy Flack now lobbing it to the right baseline. Jumper, that one's off the front of the rim by Jennings. Rebounded by Miracle. Now for Addison Hendricks. Dribbles to the right wing, gives it back to Miracle, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 15-point lead for East Jackson over Napoleon. 6 minutes left in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Back at 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
37-22 lead for East Jackson over Napoleon for our girls' district first round action here from Grass Lake High School. Out of the timeout, East Jackson with the possession. We got 6 minutes left in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Priya Miracle at the top of the key. Now on the left for Mariah Curley. Guarded out there by Tallman. Drives on the baseline. Right past her and lays it up and in on the left hand. It's like Mariah Curley and Addison Hendricks having a battle between themselves. Who's going to finish with more points? Both players with 14 apiece. Now a 17-point lead again for East Jackson. We've got another block out of bounds by Hendricks. She's got 5 blocks in this one. Just so much great defensive pressure. Just got those long arms. Able to time those blocks with perfection all night long. Now Napoleon on the inbound, down low for Tallman. Trying to go around Hendricks, and she gets another block. 6 now on the game for Hendricks. Boy, just think it's at the point you see her down low, you just don't even try it anymore. Try to go somewhere else on the floor as the pass down low tipped out of bounds by Tallman. East Jackson will hang on to the possession, inbounding on the right side of the basket, leading by 17 points, over 5 minutes left in the game. Inbound 3, that's off the mark for Curley. Offensive rebound put up and in, no for Hendricks. Rebound down to Hayden Rendall. Lob it up ahead for Jennings. Napoleon trying to score here, and oh, lid on the rim there. Darnell, nice shot, bounced on the rim several times, but still wouldn't fall. And then East Jackson trying to secure the rebound. They lose it out of bounds, so Napoleon will inbound on the far sideline, even with the free throw line. Now inbounding to Jennings. Back to the top of the key with Rendall. Into the left for Jennings. Rendall again. Back with Jennings, and she travels. Another hesitation there for Rendall. Just kind of shuffled those feet before she turned and made that pass. Another bad turnover. Napoleon. Just with this big deficit, down 17 points. 4:35 to go. With each passing minute, each passing possession that they don't get a bucket just makes their chances of pulling off a comeback all the more slim as we got a floater on the other end for Curley. That's in and out. And now Napoleon quickly up the floor, 3-on-3, but East Jackson able to get their defense back quickly. As they have it at the free throw line for Tallman through the lane. Floater blocked again for Addison Hendricks. 7 blocks on the game. Just continually getting that terrific pressure. Just a great shot blocker. Great defender for East Jackson. As Napoleon has another chance here inbounding to the top. For Rendall now on the right. 3-pointer, nothing but net for Darnell. She's got 13 to lead the Lady Pirates in scoring. That trims the deficit down to 14. Stop, then score. Stop, then score. Got to get one stop. Take it one possession at a time. Starts at the defensive end, though. Got to get stops. Curley through the lane down low for Hendricks, and it's intercepted by Tallman, and then Hendricks able to get a hand on it to force the jump ball. And it'll go to Napoleon. Got a substitution. Joy Flack into the game, replacing L. Van Poppel. And now here comes Napoleon up the floor. 3:35 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Now a pass up ahead, stolen away by Miracle. Now a whistle blown up the floor. Looks like last touch out of bounds. By Napoleon, so East Jackson now inbound on the left side of the basket. 39-25 lead over Napoleon. Winner of this one takes on Grass Lake on Wednesday as we got a three-pointer on the left, up and in by Curley. Now she's got 17 points to lead all scorers. 42-25, another 17-point lead, just continuing to match that as they're largely of the game. And Napoleon trying to get that rebound, trying to get that offensive rebound, trying to save it, just sending it out of bounds that time for Emma Darnell. Napoleon, unfortunately, coming up empty again. 3 minutes left in this one as time is running low for a comeback attempt. Curley through the lane, lobbing it down low for Hendricks. She's going to be blocked from behind by Tallman. Offensive rebound, no for Sajdak. And then Napoleon able to secure the rebound this time around. Up the floor for Hayden Rendall. Now inside, long jumper for Jennings. That's off the mark. And then the rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Darnell. Napoleon again just coming up empty there. As East Jackson going the other way, want to give another quick shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Fuller's Kim Dry. 2.5 to go in this one. East Jackson still trying to extend their lead, trying to secure this one, trying to officially advance to the semifinals in the district. We've got a three-pointer straight away. Good for Priya Miracle. Now largely to the game, 20 points for East Jackson. Just over 2 minutes left in this one. Napoleon moving the ball around the perimeter, nearly stolen away. Now on the floor for Jennings, trying to pass back out. Jump ball forced between Tallman and Goodwin. This time it'll stay with Napoleon, inbounding on the right side of the basket. As it looks like Napoleon will wave the white flag, 2 minutes left. Getting all new players and five new players so far on the floor. Hayden Rendall will stay on, but otherwise we got L. Van Poppel, Maria Siciliano, L. Naylor, and Kelsey Chapman on the floor. Napoleon now outside for Maria Siciliano. Bounce pass back over for Naylor. Controlling it near half court against this East Jackson zone defense. Dribbles through the lane, and it's stolen away by Miracle. 2-on-2 the other way. Goodwin layup, yes, but the whistle's blown, a foul before the shot. Looks like an offensive foul, actually, on Kennedy Goodwin. That's her second. Team's first. That was only the first foul overall the entire Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Final 95 seconds left. 20-point lead for East Jackson. Now on the right for Van Poppel through the lane. Floater no for Rendall. And then a foul called on the rebound. It's going to be against East Jackson on Priya Miracle. Napoleon inbound on the left side of the basket with Hayden Rendall. Now East Jackson bringing in some of their reserves. Chloe Sajdak, of course, she started the game, but we also got Terrell Overton on for the first time, and Chloe Gettings, who's gotten some run in this one at times. We got a jumper on the top of the key. That one's up and in, a two-pointer, a long two by L. Naylor. Trims the deficit down to 18. East Jackson in the driver's seat. And we're going to have a substitution timeout here. 1:15 left in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. We're going to get Savannah McGinnis into the game for the Lady Trojans, as well as Abigail Jennings on the floor for Napoleon. So 1:13 of a JV game, if you will. East Jackson will inbound at the midcourt here for Mariah Curley. Again, final minute and change. East Jackson on their way to the district semifinals. We got a three ball good on the right wing for Savannah McGinnis. Just checking in immediately. And able to get that score. Now Napoleon on the baseline. Going to be a foul committed by Overton. Now Napoleon will inbound on the right side of the basket with Hayden Rendall. Inbound for Van Poppel. Back for Rendall. Top of the key. 43 seconds left in this one. East Jackson by 21. Napoleon moving the ball around. Another foul committed by East Jackson. It's going to be on Overton again, her second upon checking in. Napoleon inbound on the left side of the basket with Rendall. Now in on the left block for Van Poppel. Pulls it back outside. Siciliano, floater on the right elbow. That's off the mark. Rebound down to McGinnis. And here comes East Jackson. Final 30 seconds. Leading by 21 points. 21 seconds away from securing this first round victory. And again, making it further in the district tournament than they did a year ago. Just major improvements here for East Jackson. You love to see it. Final 10 seconds now. East Jackson just moving the ball around, trying to kill the clock as it's going to be poked out of bounds by L. Van Poppel. East Jackson will hold on to it, inbounding on the far sideline. 4.1 seconds left. Inbound to Gettings. She's just going to hold on to it. And that'll do it. Final score. East Jackson 48 and Napoleon 27. As that'll do it for the district first round for these two teams. Again, a very strong showing for East Jackson. A little bit of a rough start offensively for both these teams, but East Jackson able to get their offense going and able to come away with the big first round win, taking down the Napoleon Pirates. As we're going to step aside when we come back, we're going to break down what we saw in this one in the East Jackson Schools postgame show. That's coming up on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Now it's time for the East Jackson Schools post-game show here on 95.9 The Power Cow. Final score, East Jackson taking down Napoleon 48-27 in our girls' district first round matchup, as Napoleon just really could not get really any offense going throughout the game. It was a pretty close game in the first quarter with both teams really trying to get into that offensive rhythm. East Jackson only leading 9-6, but then East Jackson able to just get their offense rolling starting the second quarter. Unfortunately, that offensive spark never truly came for Napoleon. They had maybe a few stretches of like two or three possessions in a row they'd get a score, but other than that, just very inconsistent for Napoleon, whereas East Jackson definitely able to get some of that consistency going, especially going into the second half as they were able to lead by well over double digits, 15, 16 points for most of that second half, as the Lady Trojans built up a 22-15 lead at halftime and then ballooned that lead to 37-22 going into the fourth quarter, and able to outscore Napoleon again 11-5 in that fourth quarter, outscoring Napoleon in all four quarters of play and holding Napoleon to less than 10 points in each of those four quarters. So I think that says a little bit more about East Jackson's defense, just playing phenomenal defense in this game, specifically Addison Hendricks, 7 blocks in this one. I mean, come on. You're not scoring over her. And she's just able to really be in the right place, great positioning defensively, and able to just have that awareness, just nice timing, that intuition defensively, able to rack up all those blocks. And Napoleon, again, they just really couldn't make any of those changes, any of those adjustments. East Jackson running that tough zone defense all game, and Napoleon just really couldn't make anything happen out of that. Final score totals here. Leading scorer for East Jackson was Mariah Curley with 17 points. Nice scoring effort for her, and you can't forget about Addison Hendricks as well. She chipped in 14 points, pulled in a ton of rebounds, and as I mentioned, 7 blocked shots. He also got 9 points for Kennedy Goodwin, 5 for Priya Miracle, and 3 for Savannah McGinnis. For Napoleon, leading scorer was Emma Darnell with 13 points. He also got 7 for Gracie Tallman, 3 for Sophia Jennings, and 3 for Joy Flack. So just a very strong performance both sides of the floor for the East Jackson Trojans, taking down Napoleon one more time, 48-27 in the girls' district first round, as Napoleon, their girls' season ends 8-15 overall. Again, tough to lose your first postseason game, your first game in districts, but again, still a improvement over last season, just winning 5 games last year. A 3-win improvement, a step in the right direction as they try to take another step next season. Meanwhile, East Jackson improves to 15-8, a 10-win improvement now over last season. And they will be now officially going further in the postseason than they did last year. They were out in the district first round last year, and they will move on this year to be taking on Grass Lake on Wednesday. Live coverage will be at 5:30, followed by live coverage of Lumen Christie and Hanover Horton at 7 o'clock. Live coverage of both these games right here on these airwaves. One more time, final score, East Jackson 48, Napoleon 27. That'll wrap up the East Jackson Schools post-game show. For Luke Moorhead back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school girls basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Live coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Top Coffee, Softwater, Aero Quip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's Chem Drive, East Jackson Community School, Napoleon School, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton School, and Lomar Machine and Tool.